Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Donald Trump has selected Robert Kennedy Jr. to be Secretary of Health and Human Services in his incoming administration. Mr. Kennedy, an estranged member of the Kennedy clan, is a noted vaccine sceptic and has a track record of promoting conspiracy theories. Sarah Smith reports.
This is another highly controversial cabinet nomination by Donald Trump, who appears to be enjoying shocking the political establishment and daring Congress to defy him when it comes to approving his candidates. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a divisive choice to be in charge of public health because he's a vocal vaccine sceptic who's promoted debunked theories that link inoculations with childhood autism, and he's also said he wants to get rid of fluoride in drinking water because he believes it lowers children's IQs. Mr. Kennedy will also try to take on the food industry, which is not used to being under attack from Republicans. He wants much stricter regulations on ultra-processed food and has even spoken out against Donald Trump's beloved McDonald's.
The New York Times has reported that Elon Musk, the tech billionaire and ally of Donald Trump, has met Iran's ambassador to the United Nations. The newspaper quoted Iranian sources as saying the ambassador described the encounter in New York as positive. They said the hour-long discussion on Monday had focused on ways to defuse tension. Neither the Trump transitional team nor Iran's UN mission has confirmed the meeting. Scientists and former political leaders say the UN climate talks process must be reformed. In a letter written as the latest conference of the parties takes place in Azerbaijan, the group argue that host nations should be fully committed to the phasing out of fossil fuels. From Baku, here's Matt McGrath.
Agreeing action on climate change at international level requires the consensus of almost 200 countries. Many experts are worried the COP process is not capable of the actions needed to tackle the fast-moving climate crisis. Now, in a letter to the UN, a number of senior figures in the climate movement are urging major reform. They've been prompted by concerns about the current host, Azerbaijan. Its president, Ilham Aliyev, welcomed world leaders here with a passionate defence of the use of natural gas. Today's letter says countries shouldn't host climate conferences if they don't support the phase-out of fossil energy.
The Sri Lankan President's Coalition has taken a commanding lead in snap parliamentary elections. Anura Kumara Dasanayake's left-wing National People's Power has secured about 64% of the votes counted. The alliance has to date the majority of the seats declared and could dominate the next parliament. In the outgoing assembly, it had just three of the 225 seats. If confirmed, the result will be a boost for Mr. Dasanayake, who was elected president in September on a promise to combat corruption. A clear mandate will help him consolidate power. BBC News. A senior Brazilian judge, Alexandre de Moraes, has said a foiled suicide bomber intended to break in and blow up the country's Supreme Court. On Wednesday night, Francisco Vandelei Luiz detonated a number of explosives outside the court, killing only himself. Police believe the bombing was linked to the violent riots last year, which followed the election defeat of the former president, Jair Bolsonaro. State media in North Korea say the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, has ordered the mass production of suicide attack drones after watching a test of the aerial weapons at a factory. Also known as loitering munitions, the drones can hover over an area before suddenly attacking a target by crashing into it. They've been widely used in Russia's war in Ukraine. Earlier this week, North Korea ratified a mutual defence pact with Russia. The president of Guyana, Irfan Ali, has announced that every adult in the country will receive about $500 by Christmas. The sums are being offered thanks to the country's newfound oil wealth, as Jacob Evans explains.
Since oil was found off the coast of Guyana in 2019, the country's economy has boomed into one of the fastest growing in the world, and President Ali has been looking for ways to spend it. Now he's announced every person over 18 will be able to receive the cash sum. Guyanese people living abroad will also be eligible to collect the grant, as long as they have relevant ID and can travel to the country to collect it. This newfound wealth is thanks to oil reserves discovered offshore and in the country's dense forests, including the Essequibo region, which neighbouring Venezuela has tried to annex.
Areas of northern Honduras are experiencing heavy rain and flooding as Tropical Storm Sara moves along the country's Caribbean coastline. The US National Hurricane Center has warned of life-threatening and catastrophic flash flooding and mudslides. Videos on social media show floodwaters waist-height in the city of La Ceiba. BBC News.